Yeah, that's the way to do it. Well, you mentioned about when I checked in about Aaron, the boy there. Well, he's going to be 1 year in 2 days, I believe, on the 13th. 1 year old. He's tomorrow. Megan corrected me. Tomorrow. So he's going to be a year old tomorrow. He started walking about a month ago. I just measured him because I was curious. Just tonight, he's about a 2.5 footer. They're just an inch shy of that. And yeah, he got red curly hair and blue eyes and grins a lot and cruises around in his diaper. He liked that down in Arkansas. 84 degrees it was down there, and it was his first time walking outside, you know. So he just cruised around just munching on apples, and he takes and chomps and spits. There's apple spit pieces all over the deck, but he don't eat them. He just chomps and spits. That's what he does with that. Yeah, he's just a shredder of apples.
I wish I had my phone in here with me. I would take a picture of Joey and send it to you. You were describing Shepherd, and Joey started smiling from one ear to the other. I think she's having granny lust. We don't have any little ones. Our youngest is 16, and he got his driver's license, and he comes down from Packlet to see us. So that's a long way from a year old. But that is absolutely fantastic, Steve. It just tickles me to death, and I'm sure it tickles you and Miss Megan. And you have a beautiful family. You really do. All those beautiful girls. And, of course, they take after their mom. They don't take after you.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, next one up, Cassa, she's just above Aaron there. She's about 2.5. And we were down there in Arkansas, and we had brought winter clothes, you know. She had some boots on, like little fuzzy pink semi-winter boots. They were thick, you know, they weren't little thin things. And we went on a trail hike, you know, out in the woods, and it was warm. And she's getting pretty hot, and she was not wanting to, she's high, fussing. And I was like, well, face is kind of flush. I said, well, these are girls too hot, you know. So we took off her clothes. She's cruising around in her diaper out in the woods. And then I took off her boots, and I just put her up on my shoulders, and her feet were like little, they were pretty warm. So she's cooling off up there. And we came to a creek, and then she like that. She went walking around in the creek, her and her other sister, Alistair. Cooled off the piggy toes, and after that, she was fine. But it was getting warm down there, which is good, except when you get too hot, you know.
Warm to get too hot, that's for a fact. And but I can just see them now waiting in the creek and playing. excuse me. Been a while since we've seen Miss Alice. She's a lovely young lady as well. But, well, like I said, you've got a beautiful family. And maybe one of these days me and Joy will get in the vehicle and ride up at South Dakota. We'd love to do that, but it'd take us a good while to get up there because we'd have to ride a little ways and get out and walk around with her, her back in the way. Her back bothers her when we ride, so... maybe we'll have to see about getting up there some other way.
I bought a 15-passenger van last November. I got a good deal. It's a rusty bucket, but it's got good engine and such. But boy, is it rusty. Kick the side thing, and the rust just falls off. But I bought it for $3,500, so. And it runs good. We took that down to Arkansas. That was nice to have all that room. But yeah, that's what you need. You can take out all the seats, you know, and plenty of room back there. But yeah, so that's the scoop on how things are going up here, Gary. The phone's down to 1%, probably ready to die on me, so I best let you go. You have yourself a good evening, and you do too there, Joy. And we'll talk at you again. KI4DOS in the net, KB0KBJ.
Talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it as always. Look forward to doing it again. you and Miss Megan and the children take care. Y'all stay warm and stay safe and stay dry. Talk at you a little bit later. Enjoy it, Steve. We'll do it again. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Talk KI4DOS. First up tonight is Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, up there in Penrose. Now, Patrick, what have you and Miss Elise been doing today?
Again, Gary, KO4HKX. Just been working and been fighting hoses on this skid steer for the last couple of evenings.
Couple of hydraulic hoses is giving you a fit.
Needed a third set of hands and just had to figure out a way to do it. But I managed to get it all done. I got it back together this evening. Now I just got to get it cleaned up and bolt the cage back down and I'm good.
Here's part when you're dealing with hydraulic hoses and stuff like that, Patrick. You make such a mess, you have to tear the thing apart and then to get to what you're going to work on. And then once you get it, put it all back together, you got to wash it all down before you can put it back together so you can use it again. I don't know. Sometimes I think all the extra work with the cleanup is worse than the actual repair itself.
And Elise, she won't let me come in the house with the clothes that I wore out there. She makes me leave them outside.
I understand that completely. If I go out and work on a vehicle, Joy does me the same way. You cut not coming in here with them stinky clothes on. You stink them off outside.
Looks like somebody else might be trying to get in there. But, yeah, she does that and... So I have to run around trying to get it taken care of. But all in all, it's doing pretty good. You don't know how good it is to hear you back on the radio this evening.
Glad to be back. But Joy is sitting right here beside me. She's threatening me with a big stick. She's watching over me like a hawk, making sure I don't get too tired and that sort of thing. I was working out in the shop when I was gainfully employed before I retired, and Joy said, you're not bringing those clothes home, and she said, you're not putting them in my washer, and so I would, we had, to, I don't know, some
coveralls
is what I would be. Joy sitting over here telling me what I had and what I didn't have, but we bought me some coveralls and to work in. And I would change out of them at work and then come home with some non-smelly clothes. And we would take them over to the washette, one of these laundromats where you go in and put quarters in the machines and that sort of stuff and wash them. But even after you got them washed and got them dried and all that, you don't ever get all that old diesel smell hydraulic fluid and all that other stuff out of the clothes. I don't think because they've always got that kind of a smell to them. And so I was glad when I got out of the shop, went back into the warehouse.
My wife will be used to it after 20 years of being a diesel mechanic, coming home stinking like that anyway. The nice thing about that is I had uniforms. I didn't have to worry about washing them in our washing machine.
I went to the rental uniforms there for a while, and I decided I was tired of washing the coveralls, so I started using the uniform service. So I would wear my clothes in and change out of those and put my work clothes on and try to keep enough sets clean. One of the guys in the shop with me, Patrick, was... If he was going to change the oil in a truck, instead of putting the catch pan underneath the truck and taking the oil filter off, he'd take a big screwdriver and a hammer and drive a hole through the filter and just let it drain out on the floor. And we used more quick dry than we did anything else.
604 HGX. I have worked with guys like that, and it's amazing how nasty they can get and how quickly they can do it. And track that oil dry everywhere.
This one fella, I said, you're not happy unless you get under a truck and take the oil pan drain plug out and roll around in the oil and get your, you know, get just filthy nasty and get oil in your hair and get all your clothes messed up. I said, I have a hard time working that way, especially when you reach over and try to get a wrench that you've already been using. And it's covered with oil, so you can't hold. Spent a lot of time cleaning the shop, and after I got out of the shop, there was another gentleman went in there, and he was a clean freak, you know. He said, I can't work in a mess, and he kept all the tools in the parts washer. If he wanted a tool, he had to go to the parts washer to get it, but they knew where they were.
Control,
go ahead.
This is Whiskey X-Ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango WX4 DAT. Just wanted to check in real quick. I'm out here with my 4-watt HT out of Gastonia. I don't know if y'all can hear me that well.
Everybody but you, when you're talking on that 4-watt HT, you got just a little bit of bacon frying in the background, but that's to be expected from that distance, but you're getting into the repeater well.
Just wanted to check in and glad you're back on, brother. But anyways, go ahead and get back to it. This Whiskey X-Ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango Whiskey 73. And God bless, man. You take care of yourself.
Thanks for that. I will do my best to take care of myself. And my pretty little bride over here is watching over me well. But thanks for taking the time to check in with us, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Well, I've got it down. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose in the rag chew portion. Patrick, glad Danny got to come in there, but I wanted to grab him real quick. But we were talking about mechanics and the being clean or dirty. The guy that took my place in the shop, if you made him mad, he would go out there and, I mean, how many people do you know that can take a transmission out of a Volvo tractor, you know, tractor type truck? He can take a transmission out in an hour and a half. You make him mad, he could take it out that quick. If he was taking his doing it normally, it would take him all day. But if you made him mad, he'd get under there and he'd jerk that thing out in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I have to say I've been there a couple times myself. You get a little focused and intent on what you're doing when you're that way. Yeah, I have to say I've been there quite a few times in my career working on vehicles.
Well, I've been the same way, you know. I guess we all have. If you've turned wrenches for a living, you know, if you look in the book and the book says, well, this job's going to take 6 or 8 hours and or something of that nature, somebody makes you mad, you can do it in about 3.
But typically, you end up having to either chase wrenches or other parts.
Yeah, I've been there, done that too, and not to mention you know, things like broken bolts and that sort of thing.
I used to say, any job just one broken bolt away from a nightmare.
By the way, Patrick, I had an old 51 Plymouth with a flathead 6 in it, and I went out to change the spark plugs in it one day and broke one of the spark plugs off. And I went in the house and told my dad, I said, Dad, I need some help. I broke this spark plug off. He looked at me and he said, you broke it, you fix it.
Learn if you ain't got the struggle.
Yeah, I could have used a little bit of guidance, you know, would have made things go a whole lot easier. But as it turned out, I got the old broke spark plug out. and got it all put back together and cranked it up, and it actually ran. And Dad was real, real proud of me for doing that without him actually doing the work. But he did come out every once in a while and you know, look under the hood, and it wouldn't say anything. He'd just look, and then he'd walk back in the house. So I guess I've been to that University of Hard Knocks more than once.
But I think some of these people nowadays would benefit from that. At least a little bit.
Well, you know, if you got to learn a lesson the hard way, you best learn from it instead of having to do it over again.
Roger that, Gary. But I don't want to hold you up tonight. I just wanted to touch base with you. Hadn't talked to you in a while. When you feel up to it, maybe Elise and I will ride down there and visit with you and Miss Joy a little bit. And we'll let you tell us when you're ready. But I'll go ahead and sign with you tonight, Gary. It's good to talk to you. You and Miss Joy have a good evening, and take care of yourself. 73KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Well, we'd love to have you come down, and we'll get together and figure out a time. And for y'all to come down, we'd love to have you. Y'all continue to do well, and tell Granddad I said, hey, I've got to thinking about him the other day, and I said, I need to get up there and see him again. We had some good conversations while you were so gracious to sit there and let us use your truck as a meeting place. But I enjoyed that, and tell him we said hello and hope y'all are doing well. Good talking with you, Patrick, and we'll look forward to doing it again. Maybe we get together and get a bite to eat one maybe next week or something. See how your days are going, but we'll work that out on the phone. Y'all take care, and we'll say 73 for now. Y'all have a great evening and a great day tomorrow. Do we have any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Yeah, recheck, Gary, KB0KBJ. Just got a blip there. Did you acknowledge me there or what, Gary? Over.
I'm sorry, Steve. I didn't understand the question. Ask me again.
Well, I didn't hear much after I said recheck. I just heard a bloop.
Okay. I don't know, Steve, unless it may be the batteries in my microphone or something. If it's on this end, I don't know about that.
Okay. I'll just go ahead. You're talking about getting angry and getting stuff done. That brought to mind, I used to have to drive. I was working with this fella, a few years younger than me. We'd drive to Minneapolis area and do some siding, you know. And then we'd drive back, 50 miles. And he'd drive. Levi. And Levi, he didn't always pay attention to where he was, you know. Where he was driving. I'd watch the vehicles around us. They'd be kind of veering away from us. He'd be swerving and all, you know, drifting everywhere. And I'd get irritated at that. And I told him more than once. I'd say, Levi, you're horrible at driving. I am not. He'd get all mad. Look at these people. You're just absolutely horrible. Might have said different words, but anyhow, he got the message across. He gets so ticked off at that and mad, and then he'd go like crazy, just zoom down the road. But he would pay attention, he'd drive straight. That was real useful. We got home safe, quick. So yeah, that's how that went. Back to you, Gary. KB0KBJ.
Running West Coast, and I didn't like making my co-partner upset when it was his turn to drive. I told him when we got in the truck together, I said, if you get sleepy, you pull over and wake me up. I'll drive, and if I'm too sleepy to drive, I said, we'll both, we'll pull over and just take us both a nap. And he looked at me sort of funny. He said, well, we might not make our delivery. I said, I don't care. I don't want to die in one of these trucks. So we had an understanding that if I got tired or if he got tired, we would wake the other one up. And it worked out real good because I'm still here.
I went down there to drive my cousin, and we drove from here to the West Coast, and he got tired. He was getting tired. I was like, John, let me drive. No! And he gets real cranky then, you know. that wasn't much fun. Finally, he did pull over. Yeah, this was good. He did pull over on the side of the road somewhere here in western South Dakota. And he just left the vehicle on, headlights shining. We were out in the middle of nowhere, so it's no worries, you know. But he made the mistake of pulling over on the side of the road right in front of a bridge abutment thing, you know. And he went to sleep. He woke up and he jerks the wheel. Of course, we're sitting still. He thought he was still heading for that thing. I'm like, yeah. See, you need sleep, dude. Get up from behind the wheel. So eventually we did switch, but yeah, at first he was all cantankerous about it.
Well, Steve, that's not hard to do, get somebody cantankerous behind the wheel of a vehicle. But I'm glad that your coworker that was swerving all over the road got you home safely. That makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, I had to use interesting methods to get him to drive safe. You couldn't just tell him, yeah, please pay attention. No, you had to get him mad. Then he'd pay attention, you know. People are funny. All right, back to you, Gary. Have a good evening. KB0, KBJ.
Again, you and Miss Megan have a great evening. What's left of it, and tell all the kids we said hello. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That's going to about wrap it up. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll finish closing the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 68 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and as far as I know, Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp, and I've got the hiccups all of a sudden. So y'all take care. Stay warm, stay safe, stay dry. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks, folks. For all those that checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
You want to add two more to it and put a silver star by it?
Go ahead, Paul.
Again, N4DME, Paul, and AA4QS, Donald, over here across the pond in Tacoma. Appreciate you calling the net. All these many years and all the hard work you do for the hobby.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to N4DME. That's Mr. Paul. And his dad, AA4QS, Mr. Donald, down there in Tacoma, Georgia. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Paul. Tell Donald we said hello, and thanks for coming in. And you run the numbers up to 70. Nice, even number. But appreciate all you do down there in Tacoma, Paul, and hope your repeater is up and running well. And good hearing you tonight. Come back again. You know we'd love to have you. So I'll resubmit my net report, and we'll finish closing her out again. We'll turn the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.